Hey, I'm Casey.
And I'm Nate.
And welcome to another episode of Conclave Radio.
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy, howdy. This is going to be a special episode. We, if you're actually in our young adult ministry at Metropolitan Church, we've been following the Adulting 101 life group with some of the topics and things. We like to hit the topics, especially that are very specific to us in the young adult years. So what does that mean for us this week? That means that we are talking about singleness. Oh.
Yep, singleness. Without, are we going to address the elephant in the room?
That we're both two single men?
Not quite. I mean, we don't have Clint.
We don't have Clint. Clint is not here. You know, as some of us are busy. You know, we can't always meet at the same time, at the same week, with the same results. But that's okay. That being said, we don't have someone who's not single on the show today, which really changes the dynamic of it.
Yeah.
But it's okay. And the other elephant in the room, you are actually dating someone at this moment.
I am.
But as we had previously discussed, on your taxes, you're a single man.
Yeah.
So we can talk as two single men. Right. Not for long, though.
Yeah.
We are also faux married. That's what we also agreed on.
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Which is okay. Yeah. But one thing I figured we just talk about what it's like to be single as a young adult, how to handle singleness as a young adult. Is it okay to be single? And the answer to that is yes. You know, I've had my share of past relationships, but as of right now, I'm single.
Yeah.
Clint likes to say that I'm single and ready to mingle, although I think I'm just in the single phase right now. Not quite yet ready to, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's been very interesting for me because I'm so used to, until a few months ago, being in a relationship. So in a way, it's almost like a new sense of freedom.
I can see that, yeah.
Yeah. I have a lot of time, you know, which is awesome. But sometimes when I, like, with all that free time, I'm like, I have nothing to do.
Yeah.
You know?
I can remember when I was single. I haven't had very many relationships like that. I've only had two. Really, I've only had really two that I count. Because, you know, like, middle school and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
That stuff is, you know.
There's the relationships that last a week or two, and then there's the relationships that last.
Yeah. But as far as like real relationships, I've only had two. I can definitely remember like the drastic difference of, you know, being single after being in a relationship because like you're saying, like it is a sense of freedom. Like you just have all this time that you didn't know you had before.
Right.
Cause you know, you're not looking to text someone or thinking about somebody or,
right.
You know, you just have all that time to yourself.
You know, eventually though, I don't want to say it wears off, but especially when we get into the 20 years of age and stuff, 21, 22, 23, I think that's when a lot of young adults, and especially me, struggle with this like idea that we should be dating or like getting married soon, you know?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people want to be dating someone for the most part.
Yeah.
Like,
nobody wants to be alone.
Right.
Alone, you know.
I don't want to die alone is what they all say. But,
yeah.
And that's fine. Like, and if the Lord has it in his plans for you that you're going to be married, fantastic. But at the same time, as of right now, because I have a feeling this is temporary for me. I'm trying to take advantage of my single years.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is developing myself, especially for the Lord and for his kingdom, before I move on to whatever that next stage in life is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think it's important. I mean, I speak like I'm like really old and I'm not, you know? I mean, I remember, you know, when I was single, you know, you have a lot more time to develop yourself because, I mean, it's just you. You know what I mean? Like, you're just thinking about yourself in a way. And so you have time to think about what could I do better on? What do I like to do? Where do I want to be? Whereas when you're in a relationship, sometimes you have to think more about that person. Maybe not more about that person than yourself, but you do have to.
Right. It's another person in your life.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have as much time to just.
Right. You know, it's not just what do I want to do tonight. It's also.
Yeah.
Now what do I, but what do you want to do tonight?
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes it can be hard to like think about self-improvement when you are dating.
Right.
Because, you know, you're doing all these other things and there's really not like quiet time unless you make time for it, you know, to see, you know, what you need to work on and things like
that. That's not, and now it, for some people it may be, but that's usually not the primary focus when you're dating, you know, like you're thinking about the other person. You're thinking about what they want and also what they're thinking and also what blah, blah, blah. But singleness isn't a bad thing. Mm-mm. You know, what I'm trying to remind myself is that it is a gift from God. And especially people who are even in the older range of older adult or adults, you know, being single isn't a bad thing. Being in a relationship isn't a bad thing either.
Yeah.
But being single is a gift from God because God only gives good things. That's the thing I've been trying to remind myself. Because I do have moments where it's like, man, I really wish I had a date tonight. And then I don't. But you know what I do have? An Xbox.
Amen.
So that made me sound like a super loser. And all the girls who actually listen, who are listening, just thought, well, no, not my type anymore.
Oh, man. Hey, you can edit that out if you want to.
But you know what else I have? God's word.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
But yeah, I take this time and I have time for myself and for God when I'm not dating, whether it's playing Xbox, getting the wins in Fortnite. I'm sorry for whoever just cringed, or studying in the Lord's word to develop myself. And even if it's not God's word, it's also skills, jobs, projects, things that you wouldn't necessarily be able to do, or spend your money somewhere else, dare I say. You know, something does happen to your wallet when you're in a relationship. It's magic.
Yeah, and I think right now is a really hard time to be single, like this time of the year.
Sure.
You know, because, I mean, for me, like, me and Madison went to the pumpkin patch last week, and so, you know, you're going to have, if you are single, I mean, that's what you're seeing. You're seeing, like, oh man, they went to the pumpkin patch and, you know, like, oh, like they got to go to their family's house for Thanksgiving and they got to do this together. And, you know, it's just the holiday season, you know, of when you do slow down to take that family time.
Right.
And if you don't have someone there, you know, you can feel like you're missing out.
Sure. Which
doesn't mean you are. It feels like that.
Right.
It can.
Well, in the way I see it, and especially during the holidays, like that's, and this is for anyone who's dating or looking to date, you know, you don't just marry that one person. You also marry their family. That's what they say. So that's like a whole nother family you have to think about, especially during the holidays.
Yeah.
And my family already has like 3 different dates on the calendar. You know, we all do Christmas on different days.
Yeah.
And that's just another family.
Yep.
Which can also be a good thing. You know, some families are really awesome to be around. Some of them come with more challenges.
Amen.
It's just dependent on you and that person. But yeah, the Lord only gives good things. The one verse that comes to mind is Matthew chapter 7. You know, it says, which one of you, when his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? You know, and that's just a good reminder for me that the Lord only gives good things, good gifts. Singleness is a gift from God, whether it's for a long time, for a short time, whether it's temporary, God only gives good gifts. And if you notice, one thing I had also thought about in that verse is it doesn't say the Lord gives bread to whoever asks for bread. The Lord gives a fish to whoever asks for fish.
Yeah.
Fish.
Yeah.
It says that the Lord gives good gifts. I've had too many times in my, especially high school years, where, you know, before I develop what to pray for and how to pray, I would say, Lord, just send me the girl I want, you know, hoping that she'll walk right in front of me and say, hey, you're cute, and thinking, thanks, God. Yeah,
that was fast.
Yeah, that, but, you know, believe it or not, that never actually happened. Oh. But the Lord does give good gifts, even if you are praying and asking for a relationship that lasts forever or the perfect woman, you know. The Lord has given you this gift of singleness, even if it's for a season, you know? And that's one thing that I'm trying to hold on to.
Yeah, and a lot of times, just because you ask for something and it doesn't show up right when you ask, you know, that may mean that you have things to learn.
Sure.
You know, before, and so, you know, God will put things in your path to mold you. Into,
100%.
You know, like, hey, I want this. And he's like,
I don't think you're ready for that
yet. Yeah, like, oh, okay.
Maybe not quite
yet. You know,
yet.
But you know, handle this first. And then if you can handle that, then we'll talk about the, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I learned a ton of things about myself and just listening to,
yeah.
Spending time, like, listening to, you know, other preachers and just
uh-huh.
Takes on different Bible verses and just soaking up everything I could while
right.
I just had all that time. And I've learned a ton of things that have been so important during the relationship I'm in now. And I can think of several moments, like not specific off the top of my head, but I can remember at several points during my current relationship of being like, I'm glad I went through that before
right.
because
right.
now I know how to handle this.
Right.
Because, you know, this is the one that counts. And so, you know, just because you are single, one thing that I'm dealing with right now too is like timing. I was actually late today.
Yeah, he said, yeah, I'll be there at 2:30, and then at 2:30 he calls and says, hey,
yeah, they're doing construction on the interstate, which that's not important, but I'm chronically late. Okay, a lot of my work is late, my schoolwork is late. I do a pretty good job of other things, but I am late a lot of times. So because of that, sometimes I feel like I'm behind.
Sure.
And I need to rush. You can't rush God's plan.
No.
If you are single and you're like, oh, well, if I'm single because I need to work on myself, well, I'll just, you know, I'll listen to all the Jordan Peterson and, you know, I'll just listen to everything I can to just learn everything and just that way, you know, I can shrink this 6 months down to three.
Let me check off all these things on my to-do list so I can finally get there.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a little selfish. I'll work on that next week. You know, I'll have that down. You know, you can't rush God's plan, and that's comforting.
Right.
You could see it as either comforting or stressful.
Mm-hmm.
Because stressful as in like, not stressful, but irritating as in like, oh, like I'm ready now.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
but you could also see it as, you know, oh, like, I'm good. Like, I'm on
sure.
track. It doesn't matter if I mess up next week. Like, as long as I want to be on track, he'll keep me on track, and it'll get here when it's supposed to be.
Right. And that goes along with you're 19?
I have 20.
You are 20.
I'm freshly 20. I turned
freshly
20, 20. Last month.
Okay. And I'm about to be 24. Once you get to that age range, you know, I've noticed that I have seen a lot more of my friends from high school getting married.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, wow, that guy got married or that girl got married.
Yeah.
Like, okay, sure. And I'm sitting here, you know, waiting for my turn, I guess. But we, especially in today's culture, we are all on this weird clock as if we're expected to reach these certain goals at these certain times in our lives. And that goes back to, I think we had talked about college, you know, or God's will in our lives.
Yeah.
But it's different for everyone. You know, I'm not meant to be married right now because it's not in God's plan. That guy is meant to be married right now because it's in God's plan, or he's not following the Lord at all, and that's not going to go very well. Because a lot of those guys and girls I've seen that have gotten married and thought that, well, hey, a year later they weren't weren't married. And that's because they didn't trust the Lord's timing. Patience is a huge thing.
Mm. What did we talk about last night? Like, patience is more like better than power.
Yes. In Proverbs. If you have patience, you have you gain a better power.
It's better to be patient than to be powerful. It's you know, patience is patience
is better than ruling a city.
Yeah, better than taking over a city.
Yeah. Well, and if the Lord doesn't withhold good gifts from you, and He has it in your plan to be married, He's going to give it to you.
Yeah.
You know, putting that trust in the Lord, waiting on His timing, you're going to get it. You know, and when you do, it's going to be fantastic. It's going to be good because the Lord gives good things.
Because, you know, in our study in Proverbs, there's a lot of comparisons between the righteous and the wicked. One thought repetitively shown in that in Proverbs is the idea that there's a verse last night that said the tent of the righteous will flourish. Mm-hmm. While the house of the wicked will fall.
Right.
And so, you know, making sure that you're on your path, the righteous path, doing everything the best you can, and as long as you're pursuing God, the things that you're doing will last, whereas you can't really look to people around you as if it's like a competition or like a race. Sure. Because you don't know their intentions, you don't know what they're doing, you don't know their path. You know, they could be completely out of line, like you're saying, as far as just not wanting to be on God's path and not chasing God. And so it may look like they're ahead of you or they have something that you want.
Right.
But in reality, like, as long as you stay faithful and on the righteous path, mm-hmm. like, God will take care of you. And even if it looks uneven now or that you're behind, eventually,
right,
you know, you will flourish as long as you stay in that.
Well, we had also talked about the difference between joy and happiness as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people today are in the pursuit of happiness because that's what a lot of today's culture will say, is that the purpose of life is to find happiness or wherever you are happy. And like we had said, no, it's not.
Yeah.
Right. You know, but when following the Lord's word, when trusting in His plan, when having patience, then we will experience that joy.
Yeah.
Then we will have that joy in everything we do, and that will outlast. Yeah. And it will also lead to eternal life. I think in Proverbs, like you were talking about, you know, they will have happiness, but it will end in death.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Another verse we talked about last night, you know, this is paraphrasing, but, you know, laughter can hide grief, but when the laughter's over, it's still there.
Yeah. And I remember one thing that, you know, going back to the what the Lord bestows as a gift, one thing that I had written down was in Psalm 84, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does He withhold from those who walk uprightly." Yeah, He does. He doesn't withhold good things.
Yeah.
And I say, when, especially in our younger adult years, you know, our younger adult years is when we should be training ourselves in godliness anyway. Mm-hmm. We had talked about that in the past as well, where we should be using these opportunities and gifts to better ourselves so we can walk uprightly, because we are always becoming our future selves.
Yeah.
And if you're single, you can think about it this way. We are always becoming our future selves for our future spouse, right?
Yeah.
We are always preparing ourselves for the next season, for the next day, for whoever may come along, right?
Mm-hmm.
So take advantage of it. Take advantage of these years to... And take advantage of your singleness to prepare yourself, to develop yourself, whether it's mentally, physically, skill, you know, in your skills, or even take some time and play the Xbox, you know?
While you still can. And
before you have no more chances and you run out of money for Xbox Live Gold, right? That's where I'm at in singleness, which is okay. So and you've escaped it for now.
I have. I will say, though, it was a really interesting time in my life. But if it hadn't been for that, I would not be half the person I am today.
Right.
And that sounds like kind of like a cliche or whatever. But I mean, before I went through that time, I was more on the shy side, more on the socially anxious a little bit, you know. And like, it wasn't until like I had some time to just sit down and be like, okay, like, this is what we have, you know, this is not where we want to be, and if we want to get somewhere else, we got to get better. I mean, I can't even explain the difference.
Yeah.
But I think it's important. I mean, there's, just because you don't get what you ask for doesn't mean there's not a purpose in it. And while, like, it's easy to say that and hear that, you just got to hold on to it.
Right.
You know, no matter what you're feeling.
Holding on to it is the hard part.
Yeah. You got to separate what you're feeling compared to what you know.
Right.
And when you are feeling down, you just got to hold on to, you know, there is a purpose, and, you know, every day is an opportunity to get closer to where you need to be for that spouse or for whatever, you know, God has for you.
Right.
And
then it becomes a totally different animal when you actually start dating. Do you ever use a dating app?
Have I ever?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No.
Good for you. Yeah. Dating's a totally different game, and we'll actually talk about that on the next episode. So that'll be a fun conversation as well. But for now, I'm Casey.
And I'm Nate.
And we'll see you on the next episode of Conclave Radio.